What is being reported is that 5,000 Chinese families, and these are family units, anyone can have between 2 and 5 or even 7 people, are now in Namibia as a repayment of a Chinese loan, a loan obtained from the government of the People's Republic of China. And this is not so much a surprise to us, it is a shock. The people of Namibia have not really been told about these loans.
So you're saying that Namibia borrowed money from China and in return is allowing thousands of Chinese to settle in Namibia?
That's correct. That's actually what it means here. Our own political leaders have been maintaining intimate contacts with Chinese government officials.
What can you tell me about the loan deal? Is there any indication in WikiLeaks as to how much money Namibia borrowed from China and when this happened?
Not at all, and WikiLeaks is probably not coming up with the quantum, but we believe that the quantum is in billions. Some people say it might be as much as $8 billion.
And this reportedly happened under the presidency of Sam Nujoma?
That's correct. It could only happen during him because he started as far back as 2003. But our ties with China started upon independence in 1990.
Who is being quoted in WikiLeaks? Who is making these statements about Namibia and China?
These are lawyers based in Paris, France. They are understandably expert in business and, for that matter, about Chinese business in Africa, because they claim to have also Chinese clients. These are French lawyers, as long as Togolese lawyers, who then revealed this information to French-based U.S. Ambassador Josiah Rosenblatt.
So, as a human rights group, do you see any problems with this?
We have been seeing a very serious problems already with this. First of all, we recognize the right of all persons to self-determination and also to control their own resources, including natural resources. Secondly, the Chinese business people, investors, as they are being called here, they are notorious in violating Namibian labor laws. They have a bad reputation here in Namibia for violating the rights of Namibians. This state of affairs is a concern to us as a human rights group. At the same time, however, we are not by any means encouraging xenophobia against any foreigners, and this includes Chinese. The blame must go to our own government leaders who invited the Chinese to come to Namibia.